Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a pop-up towards third. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and scores. One out. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien scores. Bannister moves to third. Horta moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bannister scores. Horta moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tom Hall now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Gamble scores. There goes Lemon trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 7-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Porter strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Patek. Garr moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Orta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayberry moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayberry scores. One out. It's 7-2, White Sox. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Essien moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Bob Heisa now playing shortstop. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. Zisk moves to second. One out. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. McRae reaches second base with a double. Josie Depp pinch runs for Hal McRae. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zdeb scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Josie Depp now playing left field. Mark Little now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Broemer pinch runs for Eric Soderholm. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.